Moncrief on News Talk.
It's been a weekend of festivals and massive gigs with Kylie Minogue. My love Kylie. She headlined Electric Picnic last night, and then AC/DC selling out Croke Park the night before. Today on the show, we're asking you, what is your best gig, your worst gig, and your first ever gig? I'm joined in studio now by Henry McKean. Henry, can you tell me your three? So what was your best gig? What was your first gig? What was your worst gig?
Yeah, no, thank you. My first gig ever was a great one. It was 1992. Tickets became available. They were 35 pence back in the day. Mm-hmm. It was Guns N' Roses in Slane Castle.
Bit of a rocker, Henry. I didn't know that was
well, this is it. You'd expect me. Okay, I admit I also love the Pet Shop Boys, so it's very eclectic.
It is.
But I do like Guns N' Roses. And, you know, I was a young lad. I was 14. And I managed to persuade the security to let me into the pit at the very front. And it was a mud bath. And back then, there was no technology. There was people swimming across the river, across the Boyne to basically gatecrash.
And health and safety wouldn't have been it is now?
No, not at all. And it was bedlam. And remember, Slane really is always a bit bedlam. And it was it muddy? A little bit muddy, but not too muddy. And I just remember Axel threw his plectrum into the crowd, and I caught it. I brought it into school the following day, and I was, not the following day, I think it was on a Saturday.
It must have been the Monday afterwards, probably.
So it would have been on the Monday, and I was showing it off to friends, and even kids were coming up to me wanting to see it.
And did everyone believe you?
Well, it was the truth. This older teenage girl did steal a drumstick from me, but I got to keep the plectrum. Honest to God, it actually happened. It was like a dream. The whole gig was like a dream. And Guns N' Roses were at their height around then with, you know, just hit after hit. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
It was brilliant. Right, so that was your first gig. Will I tell you about my first gig?
What was your first gig?
My first gig was 1992. I was 12, so I'm just a little bit younger than you,
also
Henry.
Also 92.
Yeah. Mine was definitely the opposite end of Guns N' Roses. Mine was Take That.
Oh, they have credibility. I like Take That.
It was November, and I'm pretty sure I remember the date. I could be wrong. I think it was the 19th of November, 1992.
Oh, wow.
It was my first ever gig, and it was the full lineup of Take That. It was nothing, wall-to-wall teenage girls.
So Robbie was there.
Robbie was there, and I was actually in Robbie's group because the five of them divided the crowd in the point into, you know, you're with Jason, you're with Gary, and all that. And I was with Robbie while they had like a sing-off, you know, that classic trick that they all do at all the gigs. And Robbie's group won. I was in that group.
And you were still in Robbie's group?
I'm full on Gary's group now. Oh. It's what's happened every single Take That fan. My memory from that has just been so sweaty. Definitely no health and safety. I lost my friends. I eventually found them at the end of the night, but I also lost my favourite scrunchie.
Oh, you lost your scrunchie and your friends. And no way of finding them.
No
way
of finding
them. You've got to always have a meeting point.
You do.
Even now, even with mobiles, you have to. Absolutely.
Okay, so on to best gig. What was your best gig?
Best gig, I think, was Fleetwood Mac, and this was really quite hard to choose. I got to see them, I think, twice before, and it was June 2015. It was the Three Arena, and it was the Three Arena then. Before that, it was the Point, I think. And it was the first anniversary of me and my now wife getting together, and it was just very, very special. It was the full lineup, and it was just, I think they played for 3 hours. It was just, I was so lucky to get a ticket.
Yeah, you were. One of my best friends is at that. Linda was at that, and she still talks about that gig.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, as I said, it was so special. Big fan. It was just for big fans. You couldn't have people going in there just to see them.
And tickets was so hard to get.
Yeah.
You know? And there were people in our seats, and this is terrible. I had to say to the steward, can you move them? They're in my seat, which I hate doing.
Why are we all so weird about that in Ireland? Yeah. Why is, I mean, it's happened to me numerous times you're holding your ticket going, that's my seat. And they're like, no, it's my seat. And then you as the standing person tend to doubt yourself.
Yeah, and then you start feeling really guilty.
Get out of my seat,
and they
please.
Make you feel terrible for removing them. I did feel bad.
And it's usually just a misunderstanding. You know, there's X and there's XX.
Oh,
and so you move, anyway, you got rid of those people out of your seats, got into your seats and had a wonderful night. And have you got a favourite song? You and your wife got a favourite song of theirs?
That's really, really hard. For me, it's probably Gypsy.
Okay.
And for you, what is it for you?
Oh, well, I don't have a favourite Fleetwood Mac song. That's going to be like, kill me. You can ask me to take that one, a Kylie one, you know.
Okay, Take That.
So Take That would be Rule the World.
Wow.
Yeah, Rule the World. Wow. That's my favourite.
And I have to ask you your best gig.
Best gig. I can't pick between Kylie Minogue in 2011 or Tina Turner in 2009.
Oh, both unbelievable. Them, both iconic in different ways.
Both of them, whatever you call it, Three Arena, O2 Point, whatever, I can't remember what it was called for each of the gigs, but it's I have to say I love the venue.
Yes.
It's just a gorgeous venue to go to a gig.
It's not too big, it's not too small.
But the Tina Turner one was so special. I really wanted to go and see her. I didn't get a ticket. And then on the afternoon of the gig,
yes,
my friend Aisling called me. Hello, Aisling. And her sister had bailed on her and she couldn't go. I can't even remember the reason. I was like, yes, I'll go. So it was brilliant to get that last minute, you know, a phone call at 4 o'clock on the day of the gig,
yes,
to go to a gig that you really, really want to go to.
Oh, you can't beat that. I'm not planning for it. They're the best gigs.
Yeah, it was amazing. And she was incredible. She was incredible. But the Kylie gig, mm-hmm, I paid a fortune for the tickets. I can't remember what they were at the time because it's 2011. But it was the Aphrodite tour.
Okay.
And on this tour, there was a section in the front called the Splash Zone. So
oh, really?
You were told
it was like a water party.
You'd get wet.
That's
what you were told. You'd get very wet, Henry.
Yeah.
So they did give out ponchos and they gave out towels.
Handy.
And afterwards we all left and like mascara down our face, blusher ruined.
From the water or from crying and screaming?
Well, mainly the water and the screaming, but it was so brilliant. It was extremely camp. I think it's the campest show
that
Kylie
icon
has ever done. But obviously I wasn't there last night at Electric Picnic. Get out your little violin for me there.
Yeah, and on that, I mean, I looked at a headline there from the Examiner. They described Kylie at EP as a stilted set rescued by a fine finale. And again, that's just one reviewer. Everyone I've spoken to said it was the most amazing gig.
Sorry, you can't see me rolling my eyes on the radio there. Rolling my eyes there. No, that Kylie was she is a fantastic performer.
Yeah, I'm sure she was great. I wasn't there either. But I will bring you on to my worst one. And this is really difficult because you don't want to be mean about an
Go
artist.
Go on, you can.
But it was Pete Tong.
Oh.
And this was back in 2000. In Sydney going into 2001, and it was on Bondi Beach, and the tickets were over $100 Aussie dollars. And, you know, we thought, oh, this is going to be amazing.
That's huge money 24 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's like, yeah, we're going to have like a rave on the beach. And but it all went Pete Tong, excuse the really bad expression, but Pete Tong went Pete Tong. Basically, everyone just jumped the fence. They had bad security and it just me and my mates paid in. Everyone else just climbed the fence. So it was really overcrowded and just a little bit underwhelming. It wasn't what I thought it would be.
Oh, no.
But like saying that, I was actually at a rave, believe it or not, a kid's rave yesterday.
Seeing a whole new side to you here. Hang on a second. You've just come back from 2 weeks camping in France. You've Guns N' Roses, Pet Shop Boys and Pete Tong.
Well, this is it. I have eclectic taste. But I was at an event just in, where was I? I was in Balbriggan Beach at an event in Balbriggan Beach just at the weekend. And it was there was kids up there. It was a beach festival, basically raving. There was a DJ. I need to find out the name of this DJ. He was about 9. And it was a really quite unusual gig, but and fantastic. But I have to ask you, what was your worst?
Oh, very, very quickly, because I don't want to, you know, go on the negative side here.
Yep.
But Madonna Slain 2004, too sexy for a show at Slain.
Gyrating
young dancers. Mm. She was in her 40s at the time. I think the dancer in the 20s. It was all just too.
Too sexy.
It was too much. It was too much. I didn't enjoy it.
Probably not many greatest hits. She doesn't really do much greatest hits.
No, it
probably
wasn't.
The new album only.
Yeah.
But yeah, on that, we will talk to some young lads. Young lads from England.
Okay.
And they travelled over for their first ever gig in Belfast at the weekend. I'm having a chat with Toby and Jim. You were at your first gig ever and you travelled in from the UK to Dublin and then you went up north. Tell us.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We went to watch Noor Khan on Saturday in Belfast and yeah, as first gig go, it was really quite special.
Yeah, it was a great experience. Noor Khan, he really gave me a quite impactful experience to start off with, but yeah, I can't really, no negatives from it, all just positives.
So you took the coach from the Three Arena all the way up to Belfast, about 2 hours. You got there when the gates opened, and then you were near the front?
Yeah, we were quite near the front, just behind the Golden Circle. And it has its pros and cons. We got a good view in the concert, but we did have to wait quite a while for the acts to come out.
Yeah, I think we waited about 7 hours waiting. Well, it was worth it, because we were right at the front, and when we looked behind us after a while, it was just flooded with people, so yeah, we got pretty good space to be fair.
And you enjoyed the gig?
Yeah, it was my first ever gig, and yeah, what a way to do it. It was so fun.
And do you think you'll be telling your grandchildren about this Noah Kahan gig in Belfast in the summer of 24?
Yes, hopefully in years to come. Hopefully I'll have done a few more as well by then, because it's really inspired me to try and find out some more artists. And with the 40,000 people that were there, it was really quite an experience.
But you didn't make it easy for yourself. I mean, you travelled over from England to Dublin, and then the gig was in Belfast.
Well, yeah, we got some pretty cheap flights, so kind of worked out for us.
Yeah, it was just really an exciting experience to not only go and see Noah, but also to visit Ireland as well. And loved every minute of it. The weather's held out and it's been great. Thank you.
They sound tired, Henry,
they do.
That's Toby and Jim on their first gig. Henry, you also met an expert when you were out and about.
I did. I got to speak to David O'Callaghan from the Here and Back podcast, and he goes to over 50 gigs a year.
Oh my God, well, in a classic case of go big or go home, my first gig was the Donington Monsters of Rock in 1988, and the lineup, the headline was Iron Maiden doing their Seventh Son of a Seventh Son tour. You had Kiss in their kind of Crazy Nights era without the makeup, Dave Lee Roth, Megadeth, and then at 2 in the afternoon on their debut tour in Europe, they just brought out a little album called Appetite for Destruction was Guns N' Roses.
Wow, all in the same
day? All in the same day. If you watch the Paradise City video for Guns N' Roses, when it shoots the black and white and it goes a bit mad, that's the Donington gig, like.
1988.
I know.
Unreal. Unbelievable. And your best gig?
Best gig, hands down, Radiohead in the Olympia in 1996. Before they played Galway, they did a secret, well, it wasn't very secret, but it was the Benz tour. So if you can imagine the set list, which... I'm happy to say Tom York handed to me, and I still have on my wall, because it was the first night they introduced the pit in the Olympia.
So it was, you know, Radiohead at their height, and your most anticipated gig?
Oh, I'm losing my mind. I'm, you know, one of the lucky ones. So Chapel Roan in the Olympia Theatre coming up on September 17th. I think she's blown up since the tickets went on sale, and she could fill Crow Park at this moment in time.
And your worst gig ever?
Oh, I thought long and hard, because you buy tickets for gigs and you think, well, it can't be that bad. But we saw Modest Mouse in the Helix Theatre in DCU in 2015. And bless them, they thought they were playing Rag Week, and they kept shouting out, "Hey, I bet you're all drunk." They didn't sound check. Everybody in the crowd was over 40, so I don't think they even looked at the crowd. It was shocking.
And obviously, the Helix is in the campus of DCU, so
yes.
They got confused.
Oh, they were totally like, but the fact they didn't even bother sound checking, it was just a shambles, and you're like, oh my God, man. Like, I actually, if they came back, I'd still doubt ever seeing them again, because I was so distraught.
You were at AC/DC the other night. Where was that in your list of best gigs?
Oh, it was just, you know what, it was more a case of, you know, kind of icons and legends. You just have to tick, you know, certain boxes. And I feel, it felt like this is the last hurrah. And it was just like when Angus, 69 years old, plays a 25-minute solo during Let There Be Rock, you're just standing there going, what is happening here? Like, this is amazing. And the crowd was a brilliant crowd of every age, up and down, parents bringing kids, you know, just friends of all ages. Amazing.
That was David O'Callaghan from the Here and Back podcast. A couple of texts into 087 1400 106. Best gig of all time was the first time Garth Brooks played Crow Park. I remember the NBC helicopter flying over to record it for a TV special. It was such a memorable moment. The following year, we had a party to watch the DVD.
Wow.
That was even better. Mairead was also at that Kylie gig. It was so much fun. Although my vivid memory is how short it was. She only played for over an hour. No, it wasn't. Well, I don't remember that at all. Maybe it was, but
well, this is it. It could have felt like an hour. I felt like that the other night with AC/DC. They played for about 2 hours, but it felt like an hour. It just flew by. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, another one here. Tiësto in Belfast. Absolutely awful. There you go. What? Someone's worst gig ever.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
Interesting.
We've already established, Henry, that you have quite the eclectic taste in music.
I do. I mean, I like a bit of everything. And like that, I like Madonna. I don't like Kiss. I'm not a Kiss fan. Mm-hmm. But I, as we discovered, I do love AC/DC. And, you know, a dream would really be able to see the Pet Shop Boys live. I saw them in EP, but it was a short set, I think 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, AC/DC probably was the best gig of the summer. I know this is a big thing to say. The year, perhaps the decade. Another examine review very quickly. A blistering gig proves Ozzy's the greatest. This is on AC/DC. But here are people talking about all different gigs they've been to.
We went to see Bob Seger live.
And that was amazing.
wonderful.
It was in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
And great memories.
Yes, 2016, I believe it was. Yeah.
And that beat everything.
Yes. He sang every song, every hit he ever had.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah, he had a 14-piece band or something like that?
It was like a two-hour
with
concert.
A huge saxophone. That was awesome. Best concert we've ever seen.
My favorite gig is Eddie James. And, it's not really a gig. It's a worship night that we have in our church. And that was amazing because a lot of people from Irish Town was there. I'm a musician myself and a vocalist as well, and I appreciate good music that's written by an original artist.
My first gig was the Sugar Babes in the INEC. I think it was about 13 or 14. Best gig? Probably recently, the Killers was really good.
You really enjoyed the Killers?
Yeah, they're really good. Blast from the past. And worst gig, I don't think I've ever really been to a bad gig. There's always something good.
You're from Germany. What was your favourite gig, your first gig, your best gig?
So I went to the Taylor Swift concert, and I think one of the best gigs are from her.
One of the best gigs was Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Totenhosen from Germany. Totenhosen, Die Totenhosen. It's from my father, a rock band, so it was very special.
My first ever gig was 1981. Me and a friend of mine traveled to London, Earls Court. I was only 19 to see Mr. Bob Dylan, Robert Zimmerman. Terrific.
So great memories.
Absolutely, and I've never stopped seeing him since he came here. I've seen him everywhere, even in Kilkenny with the old Mr. Young and all that. It's brilliant. I love concerts. I love Dylan. I go to a lot of live concerts.
And was that your best gig as well as your first gig?
No, definitely not, because we were like little flies at the back of the... couldn't even see him. But just to be in his presence, that was good enough for me.
So you could hear him?
Oh, God, yeah. That was good. And he was there. You could see him. It was like a fly, but that was good enough for me. And brilliant it was. And me and a friend of mine, we had great crack. We got the Holyhead thing, then the bus up to London, and nothing but crack, crack, crack. And then the early house, when we got back to Dublin... Slattery's, straight to Slattery's.
Wow, so you took the ferry and then the coach?
The coach to London, yeah. The Earls Court, stayed the night there, came back Monday morning very early, straight to Slattery's for an early house for a few pints to finish off the weekend. It was brilliant, one of my best ever.
Finish off the weekend. Henry, you also met a Northern Irishman.
Yeah, this is the thing, at the AC/DC gig, there was probably more people from the north than there was from the south or Dublin. And we start talking about Garth Brooks and we move on to AC/DC.
If you're talking about your Garth Brooks gig, if you wanted to go burgling houses in Tyrone or Fermanagh, I would say that was the time to do it because the whole two counties were emptied. Well, best gig ever. Recency bias might say Saturday in AC/DC, but I was at Slane in, God, I don't know what year it was, but it was the year you had the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Foo Fighters, the Queens of the Stone Age, and that was an amazing day.
So that was brilliant too. I was at the AC/DC concert on Saturday night and it really was out of this world. It was quite special, wasn't it?
Ah, yeah, it was amazing. I was surprised his voice was still going, you know, the way he sings like that, but he's still able to bang out the hits.
And Brian Johnson was fantastic, and so was Angus Young, on the stage in their 60s and 70s and still giving it loads to 83,000 people. And we might not see them around these parts again.
Yeah, like there were Philippines, there's years left in them, but there was rumours, people were saying that at the gig, that they think this could be it. I was talking to people over from the States and they think this could be it for them, so I think I was very lucky to be there because that was my first time seeing them.
And likewise, I saw them in 2000 in Sydney. That was special. Punchestown in 2007, also special. Back in 2000, they used to have this inflatable Rosie with no clothes on. It was huge. Obviously, that's no longer allowed, I suppose, because of the Me Too movement. But it was old school rock, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, whatever inflatables you might have had back then, the tunes are still the same. And the guitar solos, the music and everything, that's timeless and it'll never age.
And there was a guitar solo. It lasted perhaps nearly 20 minutes.
Yeah, I wouldn't have minded maybe another song or two instead of it going on that long, but it was amazing just to watch him in full flow.
People came from all over and a huge amount of people came in from the north.
I live down here, but I was surrounded by other similar accents to my own. I don't know why, because, you know, it's not like match tickets are allocated, you know, for regions at times, so it did seem to be that way. And it was the t-shirts. It was more like a case of trying to find somebody who wasn't wearing an AC/DC t-shirt in Dublin at the weekend.
Oh, another text in here, Henry. I know it was only 6 weeks ago, but the Eras Tour was amazing. Taylor played for over 3 hours, engaged with the crowd and had so many bangers. I'd pay good money to see her again. I was at that one. Well, was that one of the nights?
Three hours.
It was a long time. While you were out and about, you also met a musician, Henry.
Yeah. And on that, we were talking to David O'Callaghan earlier. I put it up online. He actually has a copy of the 1996 Radiohead set list with all the songs, the actual one that the band had on stage, and it's just with marker. I just think that's quite amazing, and he talks about it there. But I did get to meet musicians, including this lad. Here's Niall Dowling.
Favourite gig was probably Masego. He played in the Academy. That was good fun.
So tell us about the favourite gig.
Well, he's an R&B artist. I'm big into my R&B, so I've been listening to Masego since he came out with his first album, so it was obviously just a dream to see him. And yeah, it was in the Academy, it was great fun. First ever gig was Green Day at Marley Park.
Any good?
I didn't like Green Day, I still don't, but I went with one of my mates. So I enjoyed it, but I wasn't really there for the music, more there for the good fun, you know?
Yeah, and I don't like Green Day either.
Yeah.
And like that, Green Day played again in Ireland recently enough this year. Mm-hmm. And if I don't like the artist, I just won't go to the gig, but you will. You'll go anyway for the atmosphere.
Well, I'm a musician, so I do like the kind of live music environment anyway, so I find any gig good fun if I'm with the right group of people. So
you would go to a gig or a festival even if you weren't sure of the lineup?
100%.
Just for the crack?
100%.
You would?
And I have before, 100%, yeah.
Because, like, Electric Picnic was at the weekend, and a friend said to me, didn't like the lineup, went anyway, just to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So people do.
100%. I think festivals more so than gigs, especially being from Dublin. There's a lot more local gigs I wouldn't go to if I didn't know the artists, but festivals, 100%, I'd go if I didn't know anyone.
And being a musician, you appreciate the effort that went into everything from setting the thing up.
Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, maybe in looking back at gigs I've been to, I do. But when I'm there, I'm not thinking of that. I just really like the kind of live music environment anyway, so, yeah.
And your worst gig?
Probably a gig I've played in Grand Social. I remember one going really badly. Wasn't rehearsed for. We were all mildly getting on stage, and it went to bits. So that's probably the worst gig I've been to. But seen, I couldn't tell you.
It was the worst gig, even though that you were performing at your own gig.
100%.
And it was terrible.
You're your own worst critic, and I know that. But I mean, objectively, it was really bad.
So you had too much to drink.
Too much to drink, not enough practice. I think was the.
And everyone wasn't gelling.
No, God, no. Opposite. Whatever the opposite of gelling is, yeah, 100%.
Oh, thanks to Niall Dowling for that. The worst gig was his own gig. Henry, thank you so much for that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.